Blog Talk Radio.
Talk. My name is Jason McKean. This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Not backwards, forward. Sometimes it feels like we do go backwards, and sometimes it feels like we make just real leaps. And, you know, what I wanted to talk about today was when our spirit, our soul, our life force, when it has blocks, and, you know, how do we recognize it? How do we move through it? How do we, you know, get to the other side of it? And, you know, sometimes the cards, they have their say. Sometimes the cards are very, they show us where there's a problem that's brewing within ourselves, within someone else. You know, if we're asking about someone else, whether it's a mate or whatever, you know, sometimes we can see that in the cards and you know, talk about it and, you know, take action. Before we get to the topic, I wanted to mention my website. And that is Jason D. McKean, J-A-S-O-N-D, as in Dumbledore, the wizard, McKean, McKean.com. And that has my Om Chant CDs and also my Tarot reading schedule. That's in Los Angeles. I read professionally in Los Angeles and also like this. Not this weekend, but the 22nd. So a couple weeks from now, I've got a workshop in Bakersfield. I'll be doing a likes, planning, action seminar workshop. You know, if you're a reader of the tarot or a medium or whatever, it's like, you know, come out to it. And there will be reading from the people who attend, as far as you know, we all get a chance to read each other, and it's a really well spent afternoon, as far as like the time. It can go deep, but also, you know, can show us how there's energy from a group that can enhance our gifts rather than take them away. You know, like people will feel that, oh God, if I'm in a group, then I have to like perform, or I'm, you know, I'm put on the spot. I've got to be just 100%, or else, or, you know, it's like their minds go crazy on it. So it's important to get outside of your head and in with your heart, your spirit, and to, you know, be a part of an experience that can be very beneficial to you. And you know, I've seen it before in action, and it's a lot of fun, except for the people who end up weeping. And I think that's all of us in it. You know, we all have our stuff, and tarot is a wonderful way to, well, expose it, expose our stuff. In a way that, you know, hopefully we can you know, deal with it. I find that the vast majority of us are mature enough to be able to deal with it, and we want to. You know, that's kind of the metaphysical mindset. You know, the serious practitioner who really looks to you know, make a real difference by looking at stuff and in a way that can be, you know, rectified, that can be changed up. You know, if we see a problem within ourselves, it's like, it's up to us to change it up, or else it just keeps going on and going on and going on. And so that's happening. That's Bakersfield, and that's September 22nd. I'll be there from noon to 2. My colleague Candice Raboio, who's been on Wizard Talk before, she will be doing a connecting with your spirit guide and contacting the other side workshop from 3 to 5. So it's an action-packed afternoon there at Enchanted Cottage in Bakersfield, starting at noon with my class workshop, Likes, Planning, Action. And that's a one that takes the spirit mind body connection and looks to move people towards what it is that they want for themselves. And much like today, where we look at the spirit, we look at the soul and see, if there's any blocks that are just like keeping us from getting not only what it is that we want, but what makes us feel fulfilled. Because I feel that the spirit that holds the key as far as that deep inner fulfillment. Because happiness that can be transitory. We can have a happy moment. It's like our birthday, and we have a birthday party. Sorry, I'm drinking tea. I should clarify that. It's like you people have driven me to drink. No, it's actually iced tea because it's still hot. It's still summer here in California, and it's hot. Or is it starting to get a little chillier in other places? Anyway, back to the spirit. This is I was talking about like happiness. There can be very temporary, transitory moments of happiness, but fulfillment—that's a different animal. Still the human animal, but it's something that is connected to where we are in sync with a purpose, a larger purpose for ourselves. I'm of the experience that we're not all meant to do the same things in life, where all of us are meant to be out in front of others, or it's like some of us are warriors, some of us are ministers, some of us are factory workers, some of us are entrepreneurs. It's like we're just wired for a certain in a way of where our talents lie. And some of us are very thoughtful, very very much in our minds. We're able to figure things out. And some people are more just they're spontaneous, or their spirit just says, "Oh, go in this direction." Don't think about it. There's a lot of ways that we operate in the world, and yet I find what is a common thread is where people will be frustrated by what it is that they want and how they go about getting it. And with the tarot, it's like we really look at areas. I try to break it down as simply as possible. Is it ultimate truth? There is truth in it, but I don't try to examine it to the just that down to the nth degree of like, yes, this is the ultimate truth, because I think that's a trap. And I'll be honest about that. It's like the people that I've met who get on that cycle, it's like, they're not very happy. That's it's, you know, just the way I can put it as honestly as possible. As far as because there's always something else. There's always something else. You know, it's like the, you know, science, it shows that, you know, it's like the world, if we look at the human being, right, as kind of the like being a point on the spectrum of life, right? There's forces that are out there that are larger than us that have their influence, and then, you know, going the other way towards the microscopic, you know, it's like there's incredible life and all at many, many levels, subatomic levels, and then, you know, what's beyond that to say, oh, well, that's the end all of it, right? It's just an atom, right? It's like, what makes up an atom? You know, it's like there's ways of that we haven't discovered yet of going even deeper and deeper, and then, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, going out more into the universe and seeing how big, you know, the universe is. It's, I mean, just what they've seen already, it's huge, and it's mind-blowing. And to think that, you know, it's like, you know, one can wrap their heads around like an ultimate truth is it's, you know, just stay open. That's all I'm saying as far as, you know, if you want to, you know, find any moments of joy in your life. All right, I'm going to drink again. You're driving me to drink. Oh my God, it's so good. Iced tea, and of course I make it because I'm a tea snob. If I go into a restaurant and they serve what tastes like powdered tea, like a Nest tea, or a, it's like not really. You've cheated me. I don't like that. I prefer the from a tea bag or from the leaf. Come on, man, the leaf. So with the spirit, you know, it's like I was looking through the deck, you know, looking at cards that, you know, they tipped me off as far as when someone's got an issue with their what I would call the core. Know, it's like our spirit, you know, seems to be the thing that leaves us, you know, that fire that goes out within us when we die, when others die. You know, there's a noticeable lack of essence, of energy. And, you know, however we describe it, it's like energy that permeates our being, and it has like a it's encoded also along with our body and our mind with these different levels, you know, so that as we go through time, it just like things they tend to become activated, or you know, that we start to engage in that. You know, it's like where someone is like when they're younger, right? It's like, you know, it's usually not real common, you know, for someone to have like a super intense relationship with someone else, and then get you know, married to them or whatever when they're like super young. It's like a time for more just play and a time for learning. All right, that's kind of either we've just set it up that way, you know, in society, or it just kind of makes sense, you know, where you know, it's like one's real work is not like real prevalent until they get older. You know, it's just like a time for growing, and you know, I guess 120 100 or so years ago when kids were working in factories, you know, it was a different story. It's like, what, you're 10? Time for you to go to work. Yeah, it's like we've become soft. It's like without, you know. But, I say that. I think that's a cultural thing because I think in other countries, I think, you know, a child workforce is like a thing. And, you know, I laugh, and that's crass of me. I won't do it again. What I'm trying to get at is that, you know, there's a point of development, you know, within each of us, like physically, and I think spiritually too. I think there's like an activation where, it just makes more sense to come into our own, or you know, where we can best express it. You know, it's like when we're an adult, we have the ability to move around a little bit better, like on our own, and kind of well, let's say push our agenda, or you know, what it is that we're born with, you know, kind of on our own. And again, I think that our spiritual layer, it's full, it's chock full of you know, who it is that you know, I think we're meant to be. I think our purpose, our best area of fulfillment, but you know, it may not be evident like in our early years. And so it's definitely not something to worry about. You know, if you're going through life and it's like, you know, I haven't found my purpose yet, which I run into, you know, a lot with people who feel that they're missing out on something. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a person who feels like they're adrift, or that they haven't been like really good at one thing, or they haven't felt motivated to do just one thing. It's like, you know, take a look at all of the things that you have done. And, you know, maybe if you look at it like it's like a puzzle that you're building, and these different occupations or interests, that they're pieces to that puzzle. And as you know, keep locking them together, you keep activating them. It's like, you know, maybe they're building towards, you know, something. And is it even in this life that one is, you know, looking to become that end all of end alls? Again, I don't think that we all have the same trajectory on our journeys, you know, and it's like if we keep judging people by our own progress, then you know, we're cheating ourselves, you know, because you know, sometimes people are motivated by competition, by a competitive spirit, and that's how they gauge their own way forward. You know, to see, yeah, I'm making progress, you know, because I'm ahead of these people. You know, I'm doing more with my gift than, you know, these people here. I've won more awards than, you know, these colleagues in my field. You know, that's, I mean, it's certainly a way of moving through it, right? But I think the bigger picture of it is that we're all, you know, going at our own pace. And you know, if we judge others by our own successes, our own failures, then I think we're missing the bigger picture of looking at a spiritual journey, or that journey of spirit for ourselves. I'll use a quick example before I look at some cards there. And, you know, I'm aware of a lot of my own journey, but let's look at the essence of healing and being a healer. It's like my Om albums, which I think the first one that I recorded, I was like in my mid to late 20s. And yeah, I guess I was that young at some point. When those started going out, and there was a response where people were, using them, they were utilizing them for their own meditative journeys, or there was instances of healing taking place, either physical or a calming of one's spirit. I mean that's a way for one's like soul purpose to see some results out in the world, to know that you're not just sitting at home and thinking about being a healer. You're actually doing the work of it. And then when the tarot came into place for me, that was like another layer of it, another way of expressing that. And so there can be many layers, many levels within ourself of what we're accessing within ourself as far as our gifts, whether it's a speaking ability or a musical ability, but to get into that place of being a healer, someone who looks to create harmony out in the world, in people's own lives and their own inner spirit, or through a tonal vibration such as the Om. These are all they all come from the same source, and that is what our spirit, when we have like a really clear connection with who it is that we either who we're looking to become or who we actually are, at our core. And that process, for me has taken a long time, to figure out even that I was a healer. It felt like some of the stuff I was doing was by accident, in air quotes, because I don't think that there are accidents in life. But it's a, I mean, one of the cards that I pulled, and let's just talk about it. The page of wands. I pulled a lot of wands actually for. Because they all deal with spirit, but they all have kind of a different take on either an obstacle or something that's blocking us from being who we need to be. And at the basis of it, the Page of Wands, it is a card that it shows that what's essential is that we have an open channel to our own spirit, that we're in communication, that we're not fighting our impulses. If we're feeling like there's a gift of empathy, of looking to help others. Then, and even in like some kind of like psychic science, right? Because that happens a lot, where people will they'll have an active sixth sense, and because they don't have any support around them by family, loved ones, it's like they just want it to go away. They want it to shut off because it's intense. You know, it's like our gifts can be pretty intense if we don't have a way to channel them. You know, if you have a gift of music, if you hear music within you, and you know, I have that, and you know, over the years I taught myself how to play guitar and keyboards and all, and translate what was going on inside of me and put it out into the world, you know, put it onto a computer, put it into a form that was you know, made listenable. And you know, so it's like taking, you know, that which is kind of like building up inside of you and giving it an outlet so that it doesn't either burn you up inside or you know, just kind of make you crazy, right? Make you nuts. It's almost like, you know, there's like you know, like you're burning up inside, you know, because it's like there's just passion, and passion without a channel, a way of you know, moving through a way where we can translate it and then, you know, put it out in the world. You know, that's like we're really asking for it. If you know, we recognize that within ourselves. So that's, you know, one way of I guess being responsible to ourselves, right? And you know, which the card of the Queen of Wands, when that comes up in a reading, it's like the Queen is the keeper of the flame. The Queen of Wands, the keeper of the flame. And you know, it's like our you know, like largest responsibility, the most important responsibility, is to make sure that our spirit is kept alive and well within ourselves. You know, just like you know, every day we brush our teeth and comb our hair and, you know, do all of the physical hygiene and all, and you know, keep our minds active and all. It's like, it's also super important to keep ourselves motivated, to keep ourselves on track, in sync with a purpose that we're moving towards. And you know, sometimes we have like a larger purpose and then like some sub categories there, you know, and that's okay. However, another card that instantly comes to mind, the Seven of Wands, it's like the person who's looking to not get overwhelmed by their passions. You know, they're if you know, one is just juggling passions all day, it's like you know, that can get I mean, it can wipe someone out, and you know, they may feel like they're not getting anything done, like they're just going through all the motions of being passionate, but they're not like solidifying anything. Sorry, it's just so good. My iced tea. You know, so the Seven of Wands, where, you know, the person is you know, recognizes all these things that they are inclined to do, to impelled. You know, again, it's like they're it's burning within, and yet, you know, is there enough time in the day to get it all happening? So So the Seven of Wands, you know, when that comes up, it just shows me that someone is almost like, you know, they're just fighting to stay, to keep their head just above water, you know, or, you know, not to mix metaphors with the water and the fire, but it, you know, one can get overwhelmed with all the stuff that they want to do. And if we focus on one thing and allow for that to be a base structure, a platform in which other things can be built upon and, you know, have a life of their own, then that's all the better. It's all the better, so that we don't we don't wipe ourselves out, and you know, we get to a point of where we you know, just can't take it anymore. I'm looking at the what's kind of semi-related there, the Ten of Wands, where the it's like called the card of Atlas, where one has their responsibilities, and again, the all these wands, they're just packed on the shoulders, and it's just like the person's carrying them. And I see that card as one of where there is there's time now to, you know, just look at everything that one is carrying and say, you know what, do I really need to, you know, be burdened down? Do I have to have all of these things on me? Can I just let go of just a couple of things and make space for some of the other passions that I have? You know, because it's like too much. And you know, I look at my own life, and I look at things that, you know, when I think about them, it's like, oh yeah, I really want to do that and all. But do I really work towards it? I really work towards like getting it done, and I say, no, not really, not really. So I, you know, have taken various projects, certain ideas, and put them on the back burner, and kind of let go of them. And you know, if they have any kind of staying power, then maybe they'll come back at some point. But instead of, you know, burdening myself with and keeping it on my plate, it's like, nah, you know what? I'm gonna let it go and focus on these things that I know that I'm making headway on, and that I can actually, you know, get done. You know, 'cause I think it is important to see the validation of our passions out in the world. You know, that's part of the flow of energy. You know, energy does not stand still. Energy is always moving. And if you allow for something that you're passionate about, a direction that you want to start moving in, then it goes, you know, up through the mind and the heart, and you start looking to connect with others, and you start looking to see how, you know, you can bring it out into the world. You know, as a musician, I would do that with bands, right? As far as like when I was much younger, like in my late teens and early 20s, it was like, okay, you know, I have a passion for creating music, and it's like, but you know, I'm not going to do it on my own. I'm going to get together with other people. Now we're going to create music, and you know, that's how one takes it out into the world. With the tarot, it's like I have a passion for not only reading it for others, but talking about it in a educational type fashion, in a teaching manner, and allowing for it to probably be a pathway towards just opening up the deeper layers of what we all experience in our life. You know, it's like a means to just kind of get deeper. It's like a permission to you know, not just have superficial conversations with people. What I would call like the grocery store conversations. It's like, "Hi, how are you? I'm doing great. How are you? I'm doing great. That's great. Next." You know, or there's no real depth to it. It's almost like, you know, it's an acknowledgement of like, you know, we're not going to go there. We're not going to go into anything deep. And what I love about Tarot is that it's the exact opposite. You know, if someone says that to me right out of the gate, you know, it's like, how are you today? It's like, I'm doing good. I'm like, we'll see. We'll see about how good you're doing. You know, who comes to a tarot reader because they're doing good, feeling great? No one. So we look to see how good someone's doing, how poorly, you know, someone is like feeling, either about, you know, themselves or someone in their life, or if they're, you know, looking to get reconnected to like their own spirit. You know, I feel that, you know, 'cause I talked about the Eight of, not the Eight of Wands, the Queen of Wands being like the keeper of the flame. I feel that the star card is that shows when someone needs to get into a space of inspiration for themselves, you know, where they need to get motivated and excited about their life. You know, because the star card is it's a card of navigation, and at its best, it's like we're moving towards our hopes and our dreams. We're being called to bring about our better self in the world. You know, at our worst, it's like we're motivated by our fears. And when the Ace of Wands comes up, you know, that means that someone, you know, needs to throw another log on the fire, you know, of the inner flame. You know, so that too is a card of, you know, looking for inspiration. And sometimes, you know, like that period of time is when they'll find it. I get that new log to toss on the old inner flame and get cooking. Get things happening. Again, I pulled like a few wands there because, you know, just for this area of blockages and all. It's like these are the cards that usually come up when someone is having a crisis of spirit, of trusting themselves. The Two of Wands, that'll come up when someone needs to meditate, when they need to get in themselves more, again, connected to a deeper part of themselves, and you know, start formulating an idea of a world that they wish to inhabit. That's a very creative card. It's like if you had that permission to create the world, it's like, what world would you create? And then when it comes to you being an inhabitant of that world, who would you be? What is your best ideal of yourself? And then looking at that person, can you be that person in the world that you currently inhabit? Or do you have to have the parameters of like a world that like functions as you wish? Think that card, it started off as for me, like one of my least favorite cards when I was still learning the tarot, but now it's one of my most favorite because there's so much possibility with it, and it's also kind of near and dear to me because in the Wizard's Tarot he has a ball of fire in his hands. And I build like these energy balls, these wizard orbs that are when gathers energy around them, chi. You see like qigong and tai chi masters who are manipulating the ball of energy in front of them. And it's a very similar idea. And it's like, once you gather, collect this energy, it's like, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? And to be able to put intention into it, through your mind and through your spirit, to infuse it, and then, you can, bring healing to yourself. You can like take that ball, you can release it in front of you. On that path in front of you, you can like infuse it with qualities of how you would like opportunities to rise up in front of you, and allow for you to continue on in a your own career with relationships. It's like with relationships and all. It's like I am more inclined to go open-ended, where instead of looking for exact results with people and all, it's like it's like the bigger picture is to not control people, not to control situations, but to allow for opportunities to come your way, and then you're able to utilize your best self to navigate through them and allow for your journey to not only be more present but more exciting too. So how exciting is it to puppet people and situations? It may be good for the moment, for a few moments, but it's almost like it's like I had a friend's son showing me magic tricks. He was showing me card tricks, and I grew up as a magician when I was younger, and it was a lot of fun. It was seeing people's reactions and all. It's like, well, how did you do that? But the magician, the stage magician, they always know how they did it. The good ones, anyway. They always know how, because there's a trick to it. Every step along the way, you're either counting cards, there's a numerical aspect to it. There's trick decks that they make, card decks that are specifically made for either a single trick or a few tricks, but they have like little tricks within them because how they're manufactured. But there's always, it's like the magician is in control. And that for me, I recognize it because I used to do it. But nowadays, like with the tarot, because there is no control over it. I'm not like if I'm thinking of a card and I just happen to pick it, it's like I feel it's more about being in sync with it rather than saying, oh, well, I have to pick this card because that's the card. And then, being able to know what it is by looking at a certain design on the back, or, because my glasses are able to see an infrared mark that no one else can see, stuff like that. Again, that's all in the realm of trickery and magicians. And the tarot for me is, it taps into a layer of spirit and looks to, again, kind of someone is like stuck, is to, through the process of it, because it is a process that is, not controlled by me, where they can kind of get into the spirit of it as well. And, because they're picking cards too. The ones who come in for live readings, they're part of the process, and they can see where, they're stuck, or where, they can get unstuck. I'm looking at a card here, one that I pulled there, the strength card. Not a wands card, it's a strength card, but it's an amazing card in that it allows for, one to recognize fear and the quality of fear, the nature of fear, and that it isn't something that we're separate from, nor should we think that only if we're fearless can we move forward. It's like courage is being afraid and acting anyway. Courage, core, the heart. It's French for the heart, like the sacré cœur, the sacred heart. And allowing for, these different intelligence centers within us to, allow for us to move forward. I feel that our soul, our spirit, definitely is a challenge area. I laugh because, it's like if it was all like just easy, all right, it's like, where would the growth be? It's like our mind, it definitely will figure out all these different ways that we can get wiped out, by, look for excuses not to do something, right? It can be, if you look at relationships, you look at love, right? It's like, is it our mind? Is that the part of us that loves? I don't tend to think so. I think it's deeper than that. It's like I think our spirit just has energy, towards certain people. Doesn't like all people, but the ones that it does, it's like it's like this magnetism. It wants to go towards that which it's attracted to. And it's like if we didn't have a mind, we would just probably just go for it. But because we do have these other parts of it, it's like just getting energy in sync. getting our spirit in sync, so that we may not create the relationship that we're either like feeling or desiring in the moment, but one can like at least move towards what it is that they're desiring. Like you meet someone, maybe you see someone at a party that you're at, and you say, oh, I'm really attracted to them, I want to go talk to them, and so you go over there, and then you start up a conversation, and you see how energetically it flows and it goes. That's ideal, right? Where one can go over there, and if it energy is not in sync with someone else, then you either back off or it's hard to like adjust things in the moment. Usually first impressions are strong, and energy doesn't lie. It energy is something that is, like the how deep we want to know someone, right? That usually doesn't lie. And so I feel that we're our spirit definitely sets up kind of these challenges for us, that it's up to like these other centers, our mind, our heart, our body, the physical, to go for it, right? It's like being a healer or being a musician. In my case, it's like these are like very large challenges, and I would say that absolutely, it's like I'm feeling fulfilled by moving through them, by doing the pretty much like daily reading or workshops or the radio show or teaching one-on-one. It's like there's lots of different ways of expressing it, but it's like all getting out there in the world, and so I'm feeling it, and it's not about always just making me happy, but making sure that I'm not skipping out on what my soul is calling me to. I've got a few minutes. I just wanted to see if there's any other cards that had a different take than what we've been talking about. The moon card, when that shows up in kind of a life path type of reading, that's one of the most trickiest cards, because that's a card of the hidden, when someone has a lot of intuitive energy, but they may not be able to quite pull it together, to focus in and figure it out. Like I was talking about earlier, about the person who has a hard time like focusing in on one thing. It's like they can be jumping around, to these things that are that don't seem to add up to anything specific. And again, they may not add up. And that may just be, someone's life, where they've had the opportunity to experience a lot of different things. And, it's up to them to see if there were any common threads that ran through all those things, but to chalk it all up at the end and say, oh, okay, this is what it was, It's like, maybe not, but it's like, is there continuation? And I believe that there is. I believe that the energy, it doesn't die. And so one's whole story is not written by one life. And so, you know, there can be opportunities later on to get really super in sync with something and go for it. You know, so it, again, it's like it's important, I think, to not judge others and their own journey by how we're going on our journey. You know, I think sometimes it's just enough to focus in on our own journey and make sure that we're doing the best in that. Yeah, maybe I'll close with this one because the King of Wands, you know, comes up, and that's a card of where, you know, one is fully in sync with who they are, with their authentic self, and they look to express that out in the world. The kings are how we take that energy within us and put it out there. And you know, there's permission to amplify that soul energy, that authentic energy within us, to turn up the volume knob on it and get it cooking out in the world, so that you're in a place of your best creativity and you're in your best soul energy as well. You know, so that you're again in that place where being fulfilled is that's like the best place to be. Again, because, you know, happiness, sadness, these are transitory feelings. But feeling fulfilled is kind of the larger picture. And if one is missing that, then that's where they need to get into a deeper sync with themselves. Being in sync with their spirit. You know, it's not about the happy or the unhappy, the transitory. It's about getting into that deeper layer. I hope that's of service. I hope that's of service. Our hour is coming to a close, and I've got a class in Moorpark at the Vortex. And I'm going to be switching the classes, the tarot class, to Monday nights, starting on the 24th of September. So anyone listening who you know, lives in that area, who wants to learn how to read tarot, then that will be switching to Monday nights on the 24th, and I'll have that on my Meetup page and to advertise it on my social media. My website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and that has my tarot reading schedule, my workshops, my my classes, everything, pretty much. And then I'll be in Bakersfield September 22nd, Saturday, and I'll be doing the likes. No, I have to say it like it's likes, planning, action, because you just have to. And that will draw upon my experience as a filmmaker as well. That was a very fun time in my life. But that is a workshop that is about integrating spirit, mind, and body, and getting what it is that you want in life. And that'll be from noon to 2 at Enchanted Cottage. A wonderful community. Can't say enough about how welcome I feel when I go there, and the community is just marvelous. So I'll be there Saturday. All right, so many blessings. Thank you for listening to Wizard Talk, and I will be back next week, and we'll go at it again. All right, many blessings.